Today is opening day of the Major League Baseball season, a day in which guys making $50,000 a year take the day off to see men making millions play ball on a day when it's usually too cold to sit outside for 3 hours. But they do anyway. That's because this is about more than sport. It's a cultural happening and a rite of spring. Baseball is pretty much the only sport intellectuals write books about. They love to quote the French-American historian Jacques Barzun, who famously said, "Whoever wants to learn the heart and mind of America better learn baseball." There may be something to the theory that baseball has grown out of American culture, that it emphasizes and glorifies individual talent and teamwork and statistics. That doesn't explain, however, why it may be even more popular these days in cultures as different from ours as Japan's. Those going to opening day in Detroit are likely to face logistical difficulties since some streets are torn up for the M1 rail project. That, too, while inconvenient, is as American as opening day itself, a sign of progress. Progress and rebuilding. But I have to confess that I have a hard time caring about baseball anymore. There are few things as pathetic as an old man saying, "It was better in the old days." But I feel baseball was better in the old days, when there were fewer teams and most players were largely homegrown in the club's minor league systems. Teams stayed together longer, with some changes every year, but the core of the team staying intact. As a boy half a century ago, I lived and died with the 1965 Detroit Tigers. I felt terrible when Dave Wickersham lost 9 games in a row and was still rooting for our team to beat out Cleveland for fourth place long after the pennant had been cinched by the Minnesota Twins. Most players didn't make much money then. Salaries averaged between 7 and 8 times what an average worker made. These days, the average major league salary is nearly 100 times the average person's income. Half a century ago, the team that won the most games was guaranteed to be in the World Series. Today, it's even possible that a team with a losing record could win the series. Seemingly endless rounds of playoffs have made the regular season more and more meaningless. Teams jump back and forth between divisions and even leagues. Steroids and other illegal substances have made statistics, the game's holy writ, suspect. You might wonder what Barzun, who made his famous pronouncement 61 years ago, would say about what the game says today about our evolving national character. It should be noted that his comment at the time referred only to the game itself, not its economics, ownership structure, or the way players are treated. Yet, this is still the only game in which you can be behind by 10 runs with 2 out in the ninth and still somehow win. In baseball, nearly anything is always possible. Today, on opening day, it would be nice to think that was true for Detroit, for Michigan, and for our own lives as well.